This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Foreign ministers from China and Iran, which are both subject to U.S. sanctions, signed a landmark 25-year cooperation agreement on Saturday. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi was quoted by Iran's state media as telling his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Zarif the following: "Relations between the two countries have now reached a level of strategic partnership, and China seeks to comprehensively improve relations with Iran." Security forces killed more than 90 people across Myanmar on Saturday in one of the bloodiest days of protests since a military coup last month. This is according to news reports and witnesses. The lethal crackdown came on Armed Forces Day. The senior general, who is the junta leader, said during a parade to mark the event that the military would protect the people and strive for democracy. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson strongly criticized on Saturday what he called disgraceful acts on police officers after protesters in Bristol, Western England, against a new policing bill turned violent and resulted in 10 arrests. Local police said a demonstration involving more than 1,000 people on Friday afternoon had been largely peaceful, but a minority had shown hostility to police later in the evening. Prime Minister Johnson also said Saturday that he saw nothing in the COVID-19 data to change his plans for a piecemeal easing of lockdown in England, with the next major steps due to take place next month. Mr. Johnson said he looked forward to getting his haircut and having a pint of beer in the garden of a pub among the activities permitted if stage 2 of his lockdown plan proceeds on April 12th.